come out and check?
There's the auction. It's starting. So we'll have background noise and entertainment.
You have background music? Did you bid on it?
No. It'll take them, that's about page 4 or 5, so it'll take them probably an hour to get to there.
Oh, okay.
So our meeting may go fairly quick. We may be done by then. Then we can sit and watch the auction.
Today's auction, folks, are
so long as we get down early, we're not back just
waiting. Thank you for attending today.
I will. Actually, I'm sure we can get a ride, but
okay, it looks like Carl is absent. Would anybody like to adopt our agenda? Any second?
I second. Joe, second. I was just waiting for you to.
Any opposed?
By 4:30, after the state Bureau 18% interest will be applied to all
under. Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
Acceptable loans and payments are cash, cashier's check, money order, first month of life.
Okay. Any public comment for non-agenda items?
I want, though, this is not, so people will put on the agenda next time.
Okay, approved minutes. Yeah.
Drainage looks great.
No, that, I'm glad you're happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
Now we just have to wait and see if it works.
I'm jealous over that boulder.
I can find you one. They're all over out here.
I love the rock, too.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Would anybody like to approve the minutes from the meeting of May 11th?
I will. I already read them several times.
Any second?
No second?
Okay.
Well, I never second. I wrote the minutes, so I never feel like I can.
Any opposed?
I can approve them.
Okay, report of officers and directors. I just wanted to report about the emails we had been receiving from one of our members up here. I put it in the packet that says board members for everybody. So there's a copy of it that you can read at your leisure. I didn't make extra packets because since it's his email and it's got personal information, I didn't want to.
Yeah.
But it's mainly just for the board info. He was sending these emails to me as president. So to me, that means it's for the board. And he is unhappy because he has a neighbor that is shooting on their property. Apparently within the guidelines of the law. But he expected the HOA to do something about it, and I explained to him as best I could that we do not have that authority, and tried to direct him to the sheriff's department. It took a while, but he finally went to the sheriff's department so they could explain the law to him. And the only thing that he can do is have them stop shooting because it's disturbing the peace, but that's a tough one to do, so he'll have to work with the sheriff's department on that. But anyway, I wanted to make sure the board was aware of his complaints and my responses to him. Yeah, it's not, unless they're shooting in the road, we have no authority over it. So, and then I also, I think I included it in there for you. Let's see, is it in here?
Hi.
Oh. Actually, no, I did not include that one. I have another one here, an email that is from Carl that was responding to me. I think he was trying to respond to our member that was complaining, but he just sent it by return email, so it came back to me because it was in response to my emails. But it's not up to the standards that a director should be using when he sends emails to a member. But I'll leave it at that since he's not here to defend himself. But we may take further action in later time because there were some other emails that he sent the last few days that were definitely not up to our standards of decorum. And so the board is probably going to have to deal with those. But anyway, that's about all that I have to report on. Other than we did finally get to Audrey's drain. I was going to let the road committee report on that, but I don't think we're going to have a road committee
Bill?
Report.
Yeah. I don't know if Bill didn't realize it was the
spot,
because I haven't had a chance to talk to Bill.
Yeah.
Probably didn't, because the first
on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I had one written ahead of time, so I've got it all written down.
Yeah, I think he probably didn't realize it because he would be here to report on the...
But that's pretty much the extent of my report. Does anybody else have anything they would like to report on?
When should I bring up the fact that I would like to have a local place to put our tools and stuff?
You can do that now.
I would
do it as a request for future agenda items.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about it since we don't have it on the agenda. But
yeah. Okay.
Either probably under just future agenda items. That way we can put it on the next agenda.
Up with an idea, so we thought we would throw it out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and throw it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. That way you can always have
just it. Fine.
Well, then I rethought some of it because I went down and checked some of the prices that have gone up sky high.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of getting a shed and putting it, Randy said possibly rent a small plot here, and I offered that parking lot that I call it on my property, go there. People could get to it on my property where this is gated, and the people that need to get tools out and stuff, so we can put everything in one place.
But tell her the other one that would come up.
Oh, and then Pat's got a trailer, and we thought about building it onto the trailer, and then we can haul it wherever we go. So it's all thinking.
Yeah.
Because eventually we're going to have to put everything in one place.
Well, so many times, wherever the tools are now, you have to go back and forth and back and forth.
And go get it, you know.
And we just thought if we had everything in one spot, and then this trailer was an old trailer house, and the bed is still pretty good. And so I thought, well, geez, we'll just put it on the trailer and we could take it wherever we wanted to go.
It could be pulled by a regular vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's kind of the idea I had with that truck too. Once I get it, have time to work on it because it's got the utility bed, so it's got a place to put everything.
Okay.
But we'll see. I mean, these are all good ideas.
It's just a thought.
Yep. As we grow.
Yeah. I think we're doing very well, personally.
Okay. Well, we don't have the road committee here, so it looks like we won't have a road committee report. So that brings us to 7, discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. The exciting part, I know. It was really exciting doing this until about 8:30 last night. But it meets our requirements. The law says we have to go over it. We'll go over it. So the first thing I've got in that packet, that one there with the clip on the top. Yep.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
My brain isn't all here today. But it'll come. Okay.
Give you a chance to open it up and find it.
I know what I'm looking for.
Those are the emails right there that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So you can have all those. They're stapled together, so they'll come out.
7,
there you
that's
go.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's
number
it.
7.
Yep. Yeah, I put a number at the top to make it easy.
It does. Okay.
All right, so the first thing that we have to review is the reconciliations. So there's the checking account, which the latest statement we had was 4/30, so that's where it's reconciled through. And it all matches up. So and then there's a reconciliation, which is the same one we've reviewed before because it's for the reserve account, which we only get a statement every 3 months. So we won't get another statement for another 2 months.
The end of this month.
Yeah, we'll get it at the end of this month, but then that'll be too late to get it on the for the board, so it'll be on the following one.
Okay.
So it'll be in 2 months. So those are the reconciliations. Then there's the budget versus actual. And this shows where we are in relation to what our budget was for. Like investments were at 194% because we've actually earned 35 cents instead of 18 cents.
Oh, they're going to scare those guys. Break the bank.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking at now, Audrey.
So miscellaneous income. you know, we brought in 142, we had nothing in miscellaneous income budgeted, so that's, I'm not even sure what the miscellaneous income was for, I'd have to go back and look and find it.
Well, we had people pay little bits that I had no place to put them in, so you put them in the QuickBooks somewhere.
Let's see, business expenses were 53% of budget, so we're doing okay there. Let's see, what else do we have? Contract services were under budget because we haven't had to pay lawyers.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
What a change.
Let's see, then on the next page we've got expenses for facilities and equipment, small tools and all that. We haven't spent any major money on the roads yet, so we're way under budget because we have budgeted almost $30,000 for this year for facilities maintenance. Postage were under budget so far, but that's going to change here now that we've got the election coming up. Bank service charges, insurance, all that were under budget. So we're doing, actually right now, our budget right now, we should be at $40,000 in the hole, basically, and instead we're only 46. So we're doing pretty good. 11.6% of the budget is what we've gone through so far.
Oh, we've got some deposits that were going to be on the next statement. So.
Yeah. No, we're actually doing quite well. We've been very frugal, which, that's going to change. We're going to spend it, but we have to build it up first, and we've been doing that. Yeah, and we have been doing exactly that. So we're
working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on spending it. We're still selling junk right now, so we're okay. So that takes us to the bank statements. We have the checking account statement, which shows a couple of deposits for dues that have straggled in, and then the $20,000 that we transferred to the reserve account. So it gives us a remaining balance of $10,486.49. And then we have the statement for the savings account. Again, it's from last month, since it's the latest statement we have, from 329, which shows the $17,782, of course, plus the $20,000 that we've deposited in there. So we actually have $37,782, plus probably a few cents more for interest.
And we were aiming for $25,000, so that's pretty good.
Yep, we're getting there. We've got money in the bank, which is a good thing. We're going to spend it, but we've got money in the bank. Then we have the profit and loss. Basically, it shows that we've had for the month $356 in expenses, or $387, excuse me, total expenses, which gives us a negative $387 in income. Because if I remember right, that deposit that we did here was that.
That wasn't in there.
That was probably in the prior month. Because, the statement's for 430. So that was in the prior month. So we haven't had a deposit this month. Or we're in the new month, so last month.
Yeah. We did, but the statement hadn't come in, so it's not shown yet.
Right. Okay. Then we've got the checkbook register. And I actually did this for 2 months, otherwise there would have been nothing on it. Because everything was in the prior period. And the same for the reserve account. That one's for a 2 month period, and the only thing it shows is the $20,000 deposit. Like I said, we've been very frugal.
That's a nice size deposit. Can we turn that fan off?
Yes.
Let's see. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we have a general ledger that's up through the end of last month, and I don't really think there's anything exciting in here either. It shows our insurance and things that we've had to pay.
You do show the $500 deposit in here.
Yeah, from 516. And then there's the accounts receivable aging, which shows our members, or our dues that our assessments that haven't been paid yet. There's still a grand total of $16,000, but a lot of that is very, very old. It's not collectible, that we still haven't taken off the books. But it's still coming down because we've had some people trying to sell land and they've actually paid their assessments. So it is coming down slowly. But that's pretty much it for the financials. Unless there's any questions. And really, I don't think there was much in here in the way of bills that need approved because they weren't in this period. So.
No, they'll be on the next one.
As far as the expenditures for the drain project that we did, I have not had a chance to put those together yet, so they'll be on the next. They'll be on the next financials. Yep. Been busy with auctions. Okay, so there's no action, but we discussed it. Okay. Discussion of possible action adopting a policy for producing regular newsletters. This is something that Carl sent an email to me about because he was not happy with the last newsletter.
And
I put it on the agenda so we could discuss it, and of course he's not here, which is what typically happens when you want something on the agenda.
I just don't think it's necessary. It's never been a board activity.
Yeah.
Well, and trying to do a newsletter by committee does not typically work anyway.
It's just stuff taken off of it's a chatty version of our minutes.
Yeah.
With a couple of extra things thrown in.
And I was going to go over basically.
I thought it really came out really good.
I think we're doing just fine.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, he said in here that in the opinion of members, you know, that it's the board writes this. Well, which members? Because we'll be happy to let them know how it's done.
Well, it's exactly.
It's the 27.
If they would love to do it, they could come to the meeting and do it.
Yeah.
Carl is the member.
It's the 27 members that he writes to.
I think Carl is the member.
I do too. I don't think there's that many.
He says he's got 27 that he writes to.
But yeah.
But are they really supporting him in all his?
That I don't know.
It's definitely not practical.
Probably can't understand his language.
I don't remember. Yeah.
It's definitely not practical for the board to sit and write a newsletter.
No, it
number
isn't.
One, because it would have to be during board meetings.
And it's never been. I mean, back through all the old minutes, and it's never been.
We can always have input. We can always say, "What I'd like to have this put in."
Exactly.
And that's what you really should do.
It's totally unnecessary.
We would actually have to hold a board meeting just for writing the
I make a motion we do not make a policy regarding newsletter.
I'll third it.
Okay. It's done.
But we'll just put it as no action because there's no action to take.
Really
we just discussed it. And you know, one of the things I did make some notes here to point out to everybody, and that's that you know, if we wanted to do a newsletter by committee, it's going to delay the newsletter. It's going to make it much more difficult. Plus, it's going to require a board meeting.
It's going to take at least 2 months. Because
the other way we could do it is to appoint a committee that writes it, but that's still not the whole board. The third thing we could do is write it and then bring it to a board meeting for the board to approve it. But what's going to happen there is there's somebody's going to want something changed, which means it goes back and gets changed, and it won't be there until the next board meeting. So it'll take 6 months to write a newsletter. By then, the news is so old, it's irrelevant. That's why I agree, no action. We just keep doing it the way we've been doing it, because there is no requirement.
Yeah, but he'll keep bringing it up if we don't, so. If we're not going to write a policy.
I would say if he does bring it up again, we do write a policy. The policy is that we do it the way it's been done. The secretary writes it, the president edits it, and we send it out. Because that's how we're doing it right now.
That's how we've done it. Exactly. That's how it's been done.
Or we can just say that is the policy. We could do that and vote on that. The secretary writes it, the president edits it, and then it's sent out.
I make a motion we accept that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our new policy then.
Okay.
That's our new policy.
Who was the second?
Me.
Okay. Anybody opposed? Okay, that is our policy.
Yeah, right.
Secretary writes it.
President edits.
President edits.
Same as always.
And then we send it out. Okay, that's easy. Discussion and possible action to adopt salary range and budget for position of maintenance manager. And we're going to have the same thing for a secretary. One thing I did do, I contacted our insurance company. They will not write workers' comp for us other than for the volunteers. The carriers that they use for workers' comp won't do it because they're afraid that you're typically going to hire somebody local that's retired or semi-retired, and the first thing they're going to do is get hurt and file a workers' comp claim so they have income.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
So it's too high of a risk.
Darn, there goes my plan.
Uh-huh. So it's too high a risk for them to write.
Well, I see their point.
Yep. But I did check with State Fund. I did not talk to anybody, but they have an online tool for getting an estimate. They don't call it a quote, it's an estimate. But they actually have a category for HOAs. So they insure HOAs. So I put in there an annual payroll of $12,500 for two part-time employees, which is very part-time. The estimate for workers' comp is $1,053 a year, so just under 10%, which is high for clerical, but it's about where I would expect it to be, if not a little bit low, for somebody that's working on roads and other maintenance. Mm-hmm. When I was doing tow trucks years ago, it was 14% for that. I didn't look to see what ours is here at the water district, but it's up there. It's probably in the 8 or 9%. I also looked as a road district, which is a government entity, and with a payroll there of $10,000, and then for somebody that works only in the office in that same category is only at $2,500 a year, and that price came out at $655, but I do not think that they'll write us for that because we are an HOA, we're not a government entity. But before I found their HOA category, that was the first one I found that came closest to fitting us, which is the public administration that does roads. You know, it's very close to what we do, but anyway, it would depend on how they decided to categorize us. So I went with, you know, I'm assuming the HOA is going to be fairly close to what we're looking at. Like I said, so that's about a little over $1,000 a year for that, which is not as bad as it could be.
Right.
Again, yeah. It's just like 10%. So if we did have a budget of around 12, or we did plan on a payroll of around 12.5, we're going to have to figure an extra $1,000 there. Plus, we got to figure in taxes and all that we have to pay. So you're going to be looking at probably $15,000-$16,000 is what your total payroll expense is going to be for $12,500 in payroll, which is still cheaper than hiring a contractor to do roads.
Yeah.
So,
because they'd have to bring in their equipment too.
Yeah, and we'd only be doing that, you know, one time a year.
Yeah.
So this, we could do a lot more with this. So anyway, but you know, these are all things we have to think about when we're planning.
Yeah.
I mean, with this and equipment and fuel, if we were to do roads with this, we would probably be in the $20,000 to $25,000 range to do just general maintenance on our roads. Which is about what we've got budget, well, close to what we've got budget for. We don't quite have that much, but in another year or two, we will, if everybody pays, mostly.
That's the if.
So, but anyway, I don't know if we're at a point yet where we're ready to actually set a salary range and figure on a budget for this, but I did update a few of the typos that were in the maintenance worker, so there's a copy of that in there for you to look at. It's the same one that we already approved.
Are we going to put this maintenance thing on the board, send out so that people can bid for it if they want
well,
the job?
Well, that's the next discussion item. Do we have anything we want to decide on the salary range or budget at the moment, or do we want to leave it for the time being until we're closer to doing something?
I closer to leave it.
Just table it until...
Yeah.
And we can just take no action.
Until we're close to where we're going to actually do it.
No, we can just take no action. That way it stays there and we can bring it back up. Okay. The next item is discussion and possible action to fill the position. And since we haven't budgeted for it yet, we can't do that. But this is where we should talk about how we're going to fill it. Do we want to advertise it? Do we want to look just here locally? Do we want to let anybody apply? What would the board like to do when we go out to recruit?
Well, I do know
since we've never done it.
I know that Marcus would like to do it. He's been doing roads with Bill for years. He has a tractor that he has actually worked with, and he knows how to do the maintenance on it, and he really would like to have this. He would like to apply for this job.
Well, I think we should give priority to up here.
I think, I mean, because he has, you know, he's been doing it, and he's been helping us for years. And doing a good job with what limited equipment we have.
Well, under state law, if we put the if we post this job at all, you cannot
discriminate.
You can't discriminate based on where somebody lives.
That's right.
The only exception to that is if there's a requirement that they have to be available within a certain time period for emergencies. Then you can can include that in the job description. But you cannot discriminate on where a person lives.
The other thing about Marcus is he can drive big equipment.
It doesn't mean that you cannot consider those things when you're actually going through the resumes or going through interviews, but you cannot discriminate against somebody because they do not live in the area.
I say we just post it first up here then.
Yeah, we post locally. I mean, whoever wants to apply can apply at that point. But yeah, I do believe that this is a position that we should, rather than just finding somebody that we want and appointing them to that job, which we can, that's perfectly legal, we can do that. But I think letting people know about it and see who does want it and choose from the available labor pool is a better...
I think there's a difference in just, how do I want to put this, you know, putting it out to anybody, but... or putting it to somebody that has already knows it and can do it.
That is Karen is going to appreciate.
Put in so many years of and.
Well, but you can also consider that when you're looking at the applications, because if somebody has experience doing our roads, well, they've got more experience than the next guy. So that can be taken into account
when
you're actually
apply.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that can all be taken into account when you're reviewing their applications. But I think the best thing to do, since who knows who might be out there interested in doing this and what their qualifications are, we are better off at least posting it in the area.
But I think it's
and making it known. Put it on our website, post it on the bulletin board, and let word of mouth take it from there.
Yeah. But I think it should stay local. I don't think it should go out of our area.
Well, I don't think we need to put an ad in the newspaper, at least until we see what kind of response we get. If we don't get a response, then we can go further out than that. But
well, if somebody from Pine Canyon wanted to apply for it, they don't know anything about our roads or anything.
Well, yeah, but we have the option of
they can learn.
Yeah or nay.
Right.
That's true.
They can learn them. I mean, we don't want to limit ourselves either because we may find a good candidate.
That's true, too. Okay.
The tough part is finding anybody that wants this part-time of a job.
Yeah,
and
really
this far out of town. You're not going to find too many people that are going to travel out here to work 5 or 6 hours a day, you know, once or twice a week or month.
Yeah.
So it's going to be limited on who's going to apply anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind when we get to the point where we want to fill the position. We'll advertise it locally, you know, within our neighborhood and see what happens.
I'd like to try to pull as many of our people in as we can to get...
Well, we would definitely want to encourage our members to apply.
Yeah.
In fact, we might time it with a newsletter. That way it could go in the newsletter.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that would be another possibility. So post it on our bulletin board, newsletter, and website. Okay. Discussion, possible action to adopt job description, salary range, and annual budget for position of executive secretary, deputy treasurer. I wrote a job description. We're going to need help with the election. There's no way that we've got time to do all the things that are needed to do. This job description probably goes a bit beyond what we actually need, but again...
Yeah, it was quite...
Whoa.
Yeah, well, it's plagiarized, so a lot of stuff in here is, you know. But again, the more of it we can get, the better off, the more it'll help us. I mean, it would be nice if we found somebody with some payroll experience. Since we're considering hiring people, we're going to have to do payroll. And payroll sucks.
Okay, what about the job descriptions, though, in our bylaws? I mean, does that...
No problem. We still will have a secretary and a treasurer because they have to be appointed from the board. But they can have any deputies that they want. That's why this would be a deputy treasurer. The secretary, executive secretary, works for the board. It's not an officer. Same as deputy treasurer. They work for the board. So we still have board members that are the treasurer and secretary.
They won't be signers.
But then they delegate the job duties. Yeah.
So the secretary and treasurer, they're the ones that would pick these women? Or women?
Well, they would be in... I would suggest that they are involved in it, yes.
Yeah. And then we have to okay it?
Not necessarily, because the way our bylaws are written, the president is CEO. So the CEO is actually the boss and is the one that would handle any employees.
Okay.
They don't directly work for the board. They work under the president. But then as deputy treasurer, they would also have the treasurer over them for treasurer-related.
Yeah, report to them, yeah.
Right. So they would actually end up with three bosses.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing board secretary work and treasurer work.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't say bosses. They would be responsible to report to those people to let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
But they would fall under the president, under our bylaws, because the president's the CEO.
It'd be really helpful, the new QuickBooks, too.
Yep.
Yeah, put on there somebody that knows QuickBooks.
Yeah.
But again, you know, job descriptions are always way overwritten. But you kind of have to throw stuff in there.
Least little thing that comes up.
Yeah. The one thing I would recommend, if we do something like this, at least to start out with, that we make it a that we post it as a temporary, a part-time temporary position. You don't ever want to make a position until we're well established. We don't want a position that's permanent, and you never want to call it permanent anyway, because permanent means you can't fire them.
Would they be considered part of the board then, or still no?
No.
Okay.
Now, if they're working as a deputy secretary, they would attend board meetings to actually take the notes, so that the secretary doesn't have to. That way the secretary can participate. But again, these are all, and even at that though, they don't have to, because we do record the meetings, so they can transcribe it and then write the minutes from that. So that would be a decision that we would have to make once we got into this and decide whether they need to attend meetings or not attend meetings. Most likely they probably don't need to. But it might be easier if they did to take their notes, because they see it firsthand, because it's going to take the same amount of time to listen to the recording, because you got to listen to the whole thing, so it's the same time.
Yeah.
But either way, but again, we need to get somebody on now. Even if we don't maintain this position, we're going to need somebody to help do the paperwork for this election.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
man. Good luck.
Yeah, which means we have to get workers' comp and all that. I don't even know. We have a employer number with IRS, tax ID number.
Mm-hmm.
So we're okay there. But I have to look and see what other stuff we have to do before we can actually hire somebody, because this is California. We have to have everything in place. We even have to have posters, you know, the labor law posters. I don't know where we'll put them. On the bulletin board, maybe. But we actually have to post labor law posters before you can hire somebody.
We're going to have that board so full that nobody wants to stop and read all that.
That's good.
So, do we want to move forward with this, or do we want to think about it a while?
I think we have to move forward with it. It's getting awful close.
Well, does this look like a job description that'll work?
God, it's going to take me a while to read all that.
Yeah.
And a magnifying glass and... That's not quite that bad.
And I'm sure my new prescription are going to be magnified.
Oh, my tractors are coming up. They've already gotten to them. Boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. That just means that Lisa won't get mad at me for buying one. Looks like they're going to sell for cheap, too.
$2,000.
Yep. I missed out on that one. Oh, well.
You want another tractor?
Well, this is a farm tractor.
Oh.
Well, the first one that went up, it's already gone because they're on the second one now. The first one had a brush hog and everything that went with it.
Oh, that would have been.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. We could have brush hogged the side
there.
Of our road.
Yeah, you should have sat there so you could
Yeah,
see
we could have brush hogged all the roads.
You should sit over there so you can
see. Well, it's too late now.
Well, there might
gone.
Be another one come up.
I missed it. Yeah. Okay.
Next time.
Yep.
I have no idea what I'm looking at, otherwise I would have told you.
Even on my page.
So we want to do something with the job description, or do we want to think of, or do we want to read it some more?
We still have to do something kind of in a hurry.
Yeah. I haven't really read the whole thing and be able to sit down and read it and study it.
The job description really is more or less what I'm most
saying. Yeah, they're all pretty basic.
That's
pretty
what I
basic.
Used to do years and years ago.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to have to go ahead because...
Take dictation.
That would be my feelings also.
We have to start getting those bills ready. And
we've got so much to get ready.
And that's not even including the election.
What is the date of the election?
It's
9/21 or 4 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's coming up, we'll be going over it because I've got a list of the dates and stuff that we have to do.
I don't think it's that late in the month.
Third Saturday.
The third?
Third Saturday.
Yeah. I don't have my calendar with me.
Okay, do you need a motion on this?
We need somebody to move if we want to adopt it, or we can table it.
I don't think we can table it.
I
move we adopt it.
I haven't even read it. Month.
I read the whole thing. I mean, I haven't comprehended it all, but I'm
21st.
But Pat was still.
I'll remember that at the day of
my. Let her make the motion.
The day after my sister's birthday.
My mother was the 20th.
Do you want to make the motion?
Yeah, I'll try. I make a motion that we accept or adopt. Adopt the motion for the
executive secretary.
Executive secretary and the.
Of course, that also brings up what do we want to pay this person?
Oh boy. We don't want to pay him anything.
We want him to volunteer.
What I've experienced out here for hiring a part-time person to work for the water district is your pay has to be more than typical because we're a ways out. We have zero benefits. It's very part-time. So you have to make it worthwhile for them to show up when they're only going to work a couple hours.
Oh.
Most of this I would see as somebody doing from home, though, because we don't have an office to work from.
I don't know.
That's what I see this being is mostly a work from home, which brings up the issue that they don't, you know, they're going to have some expenses for things like paper and toner and all that kind of stuff, which makes it difficult.
Long they don't have to buy them a computer and,
right.
and all that stuff.
But we still have the laptop. They can work from that. So
we have printers.
Yeah. No, we can. I mean, it's all stuff we can do. It's the logistics because we don't have an office is tough.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, yeah, we do need to. I guess the first thing would be to adopt the job description, and then we can figure out the pay.
I move that we adopt the job
description.
Yes.
Would anybody like to second that?
I guess if nobody else will, I will.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I'll go home and study it.
Okay. So then that brings us right back to where we were. What kind of a salary range or pay scale do we want to think about for this?
It's only a couple of hours a day, probably, huh? Or they won't be every day either.
It's, yeah, and it may be some days that you might work all day. Again, I think this is going to be more of a work from home. We just have to make sure they're aware of deadlines that have to be met, and then they can figure out how they want to do it. If they want to do this at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's fine.
How do you know if they're actually...
You don't. You have to rely on their integrity, and they give us a report. Here's what I did during these times. Goes back to what I tried to do with our volunteers originally, and that's that they fill out a timesheet.
Timesheet. That's what I was
saying. And that's what this would definitely have to be. They have to fill out a timesheet with what they were doing and the times that they did it, and then that's what the payroll is based off of.
Okay. And I know the going rate now is what? $12.50 or something, and I think
we have minimum wage.
We're going to probably
have to go at least minimum wage. I've never been able to hire anybody for less than $20 an hour out here.
I was going to suggest 15.
I'll take it.
That's what I've had to offer to get anybody to do anything out here.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to suggest.
Which is kind of standard anymore for any kind of anybody with any knowledge.
The qualifications that you require, you've got to go by that too.
Yeah, I mean You can get somebody that can pull weeds for $15, but you can't get somebody that can do that. You know, knows much
business,
beyond that,
yeah.
Right? So you have to pay for what you get.
Yeah, right. Well,
the advantage is we don't have to. It's not a lot of hours. It will be during the election, but then it pretty much goes away because
through the year.
The monthly stuff should be able to be done. You know, the monthly normal secretary and treasurer work. Maybe 6 hours a month, something like that, I would guess, is probably going to cover it for the most part. But it's during the election and things like that where we have extra work.
Yeah, it's going to
be. And that's where it's going to be.
And that's where we're starting out, so.
So I think that most of this is going to be pretty minimal once we get past the election. I had kind of based my guesstimates on $20 an hour, and I figured about $2,500 roughly. $2,400 a year.
I guess what we're going to have to do is put down.
So about 120 hours a year, which is 10 hours a month average.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's kind of what I had based it on.
Yeah.
I guess you kind of have to, according to their skill and their experience, could go up to $20 an hour.
Well, yeah, it's we have to figure out a range, what we want. I would say we're going to need to work in the $15 to $20 range. I mean, we can start at $15 if we don't have anybody that wants it at that. We have to negotiate us pay.
Yeah, that's what I think you ought to do is put the negotiate pay on the applications.
Play the negotiable.
Yeah.
But we have to know what we're willing to spend.
Yeah.
Right.
Because when you sit down and negotiate.
Well, I was thinking 15 to 20. Well, I was thinking 15, and then you were saying that you can't get people out for less than 20. So 15 to 20, I think, would be a good range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and work at home does help on bringing the pay down a little bit because, I mean, even though they have to work from their house, they don't have to drive to work.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't include any gas or anything like that.
Right.
Or parking.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And we would have to be willing to pay them mileage when we do have them come pick up stuff from us and, you know, all that kind of, you know, we have to be willing to do that.
Oh, we have a mileage.
Right.
They'll just have to figure
out
their mileage.
That's easy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is an expense that we have.
It is, but.
And if we need to send them down to the county or anything like that, you know, obviously. But I don't see a whole lot of that.
No.
So.
That would be my suggestion, 15 to 20, and I'd make a motion on that.
Okay, so. And then, so you figure, do you think my estimate sounds reasonable of approximately 10 hours a month? So somewhere around $2,500.
Especially once this election is over, it won't be hardly anything.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, obviously it'll be more in the beginning because they're going to have to learn everything, but then after that.
Well, then we're going to have a lot of checks. We're hopefully having a lot of checks coming in, and that keeps you busy. And then after the first year, it's going to slow down. And won't stop until about March. And there won't be hardly anything as far as this goes, but it'll be secretarial. We'll have more stuff. So, yeah, I think about 10 hours.
And, you know, this kind of a position, I would think that, you know, we'll have to go into the details as we learn what we need. But since we still will have a secretary and treasurer, I would say that our treasurer would probably still do the bank deposits and stuff. That way we have the separation we need, too.
I like that idea. I like knowing it's going in the bank.
We would have an employee doing the paperwork, and we would have the treasurer actually making the deposits and writing or signing the checks so that we have that separation.
Yeah, I don't think they should sign the checks. I think it should be a
board. Right. Well, our bylaws require it to be the board members.
Yeah, board members.
So we don't have a choice.
And I think... The treasurer should do deposits, because then you know it.
Right.
When.
Well, we need that separation, which is why we need an employee, because we need that separation.
Okay.
Well, if that's, we can go with that. That would give us about a $2,500 a year budget for this to start with, and we'll see how it goes. We may have to adjust it, but that would be at $15 to $20 an hour, 10 hours a month.
Yeah.
That would be about just under $2,500. So $2,500 is a reasonable number for a budget.
Audrey, want to apply?
Well, I don't know. Would I have to pay income tax on it?
No,
it's. I don't mind volunteering, like shuffling papers. You know, stuff that I know nothing to. You know, just the time. I wouldn't mind. You know, that sort of thing.
Well, we can still do the newsletters and stuff like that. We don't have to dump it all on a paid employee. We can still volunteer and do the stuff we've done. It's just, this is another tool now. We have somebody that we can delegate some things to.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, because when new boards come in, at least I'll have
more to work with.
Yeah, more to work with.
Nice. Okay. Well, yeah, that's true, too, because this is somebody that's not elected. They don't change with every board, so once they have the knowledge, it stays.
They don't
have to be brought up to speed every time, every election.
They can stay on the board. I'm not on the board, but they can stay in the position for as long as they want.
That's a list of all my passwords.
Oh, good. Nice that you put that up there for us.
Yeah, those tractors went for a couple $1,000 a piece.
Really?
I missed that one. Yeah. Well, we'll see what's at the next auction Saturday. Next Saturday.
Did we miss the tractor?
Yeah.
This is a good place. It depends on what I think.
The
you know, yeah, the jobs report was kind of low this month. I think the economy kind of slowed down because of all the uncertainty between China and Mexico and tariffs. And it's showing. People aren't spending money. They're selling instead of buying right now.
What is that? The road grader, did it already go?
This one is Vantage Auctions. No, we haven't got to that yet.
Okay, well, how?
You got to wait.
I don't know if you don't sit over there.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking at. If I need to see it. I'm on the wrong side of the table.
Next weekend is WCA auction.
WCA?
Uh-huh. Western Construction Auction.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if that's, do we want to make a motion that that's our budget for this position?
I'm not sure how to make the motion,
didn't
but
we?
I would.
Well, we made a motion to adopt the job description.
Yeah.
We can just include that in it.
She also...
We can just include it. It's all part of that motion.
Yeah.
We'll just re-vote on it. It's all part of the same motion. We adopt the job description, pay scale $15 to $20 an hour, and a $2,500 annual budget.
Yeah, we already did that.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Okay.
Aye, aye, aye.
Good luck.
So now, discussion and possible action to fill this position. Do we want to advertise it? And probably advertise it the same way as we just talked about for the other position?
Well, we can't wait for a newsletter, because we got to get going.
No.
Yeah, no, we can do this one right now.
On the election, listen to me. On the election.
Yeah, the election. We've got to get it going.
Yeah, no, but we can post it on the bulletin board, we can put it on our website, and we can spread the word.
Okay.
And,
I can throw it on the Sand Canyon Facebook page, since we don't have a Facebook.
That's and I do have one person that would probably be, I've already asked her, and she said she would do it, and that's the one that I hired to work here Thursdays. She's going to work one day a week for the water district, doing the same kind of thing. So she's already learning QuickBooks very rapidly. by herself, because every Thursday it seems like I've been gone because of something here. So I haven't even had a chance to work with her, and she's figured out how to do pretty much everything. Yeah. So she hasn't had too many problems.
Is it even going to hurt us? Like somebody comes in with a conflict of interest because she's on...
She's just an employee. She lives, it's Donette Boatman. She lives here off of Umtali. They've been out here forever.
I don't care if she knows anything about it.
And she's...
As long as she's willing to work.
Her husband called me a rock hugger.
Yeah, I know. He's no... I better not say that.
He has some interesting...
Yes, he does. I just laughed. I thought it was funny.
Yeah. But no, she's got quite a few skills. She worked for the hospital for quite some time. She worked for the hospital district, too, doing a lot of administrative work. So she's got some experience, she does pretty good. But again, I would say we post it and just let people know and see who's interested.
And she can apply for it.
I can put together a job application. We should be using them anyway. I didn't for the water district, but I'm supposed to.
Have you talked to her about our individual?
Yeah, I told her just to find out who would be interested and because I just hired her to do this very part-time.
Are we still going to approach a vet about being an inspector?
I think I've got that on our agenda. We're going to get to it, but no, that's okay. But yes, I think that's good, and I'll give reasons why she would be ideal for that.
I can't tell her. I can't even see the pictures up there.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
I can see the bed.
They're still selling tractors.
We can postpone the meeting till later.
Yeah. No, right now they're selling... scissor lifts. We don't need a scissor lift.
I don't even know what that is.
Those things can work on the roof.
Oh, never know.
Good ladder.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and post this and advertise and
let people apply
And I'll find a copy of a job description somewhere we can use, or a copy of a job app we can use. There's plenty of them online. Okay. Discussion and possible action on alternative communication methods to replace current... Well, actually, I guess we should go ahead and vote on filling it, since we don't have... As president, I'm CEO, but the board has never authorized hiring any employees, so I guess we probably should do that. So I guess we should have a motion to fill the position of executive secretary.
I'll make the motion to
I'll settle all those,
because it's really got to be done.
It has to be done.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Sooner the better.
Okay. Okay, discussion and possible action on alternative communication methods to replace current prepaid cell phone. I did check into the VoIP stuff. The problem out here is most of us use satellite, and it does not work with satellite.
Right.
There's too much latency in the satellite signal, and you can't have voice communications over it. So I'll go forward and get us a prepaid AT&T account, and we can use that until something else better comes along, like when they get this tower up, we may all have better internet.
Oh, I hope so.
The guy from AT&T that was out here the other day installing our new phone line, he said that it's better than what's available in town.
Cool.
If he's right, we should have good internet.
That'd be good.
Yeah. And then I don't know how they said if they block VoIP or not over that, but they probably don't. It's probably available through it. And then we could get all kinds of phone service. But so for right now, we already approved it, so I'll go ahead and get the AT&T account going and get a phone set up for it. Okay, now the fun. Discussion, possible action, set agenda, time, and place for annual meeting of members. In addition to delegating responsibilities and authorities, necessary planning and logistics to hold the meeting. Rather than us having to have 27 special meetings between now and the election to go over all this stuff, I think we need to just delegate who's going to do what and give them the authority to do so. The meeting's 9/21/19. We have to decide what time and where.
Now, it usually falls on the same day as that bike thing. Is that the bike thing?
Probably.
I haven't heard yet. I haven't even.
And that may fall apart.
Yeah.
Because Michelle's no longer here. I think they'll try and do it.
She may come back for it she did a post on Facebook about it.
Yeah, she might.
Asking for volunteers.
And I'm sure that they're still going to try and do it. It just may fade away in time, depending on who gets involved.
It sure was good income for the city.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if what's going on with that. My computer I can't keep my internet on, so I don't get a lot of stuff.
But yeah, so we need to decide what time we want to hold it and
where. I guess it should be everything's over usually early, so I think we used to do it around 2 o'clock.
Well, we can do that, or we can do like, I think last year, didn't we do it like at 11 and then we had lunch after? That way everybody showed up for the meeting and then we can have lunch? Or, because that kind of gives an incentive to bring them. But maybe it was 2 o'clock, I don't remember.
I think, I can't remember.
They used to have it around
2. Do we want to do a potluck again? That was fun, but
yeah. It helps bring people out.
Yeah.
It did bring some that I didn't ever, I didn't know, so.
Yeah, and it kind of, we use some of the finance to, like, drinks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you are using, so they'll know you're using their money wisely. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock if you want, but I know they're usually
I don't remember it being as early as 11.
Okay, maybe it wasn't. I don't remember.
I think
so we must have the meeting after lunch.
Yes, you did, because I thought it was the other way around.
And quite often it's good to have the meeting.
We had lunch first, and then we had the meeting around 2 o'clock, I think.
I think we did have lunch first. You're right.
Yeah, so that's probably a better way. I usually like having the meeting first and then lunch, but the problem is whoever's fixing lunch then can't be at the meeting. Right. So we probably should do it the same way. So set the meeting for 2, and we can have lunch around noon.
Okay.
And that way it gives everybody plenty of time to socialize.
And they have time to bring in their hand ballots, too.
Okay. All right, so we'll set the meeting for 2. Yeah. Where do we want to do it?
Here.
This is available. It's just.
This is. We ought to have it here because.
I wish we had a park.
I wish we did. But I don't.
We need them all out.
I don't want to go into town for it. That was a big objection before.
I don't want to go into town.
And a lot of people won't go to town.
They won't. That's right.
Okay,
especially on a Saturday, they avoid town because everybody and his brother's there.
Yeah.
So would somebody like to make a motion that we hold it at 2 o'clock at the Water District office?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
Until we get in a building or something.
Now, we haven't set an agenda. We're going to have to discuss that, but I think if we go through the rest of this stuff, we'll have a better idea of what needs to be on the agenda.
Okay.
So the next item is discussion, possible action to approve. Oh, wait a minute. The other thing was, I think we go through all these and kind of combine
what
them.
What about
do separate action items?
Kind of plagiarize the agendas.
As far as what we have to do. Yeah, yeah. The agenda is not that big a deal,
right.
But it's what items do we want on it?
Are we including
besides the election?
Are we including this election? Are we including the potluck?
We need to decide that, but let's see, did I have that in anything else here? No. Yeah, we can do that right now.
Because it goes
make a motion to have a potluck
with it.
Lunch before the meeting at noon.
Make the motion that we have the potluck lunch before the meeting.
I'll second it.
Anybody opposed? Okay. We're not there yet. Okay.
I don't want to miss it.
Were you getting your exercise in today?
What can we look for so that I can...
A big green tractor.
Damn picture.
Discussion and possible action to approve special assessment and place same on ballot for member approval. This is one of the things that I think will end up being an agenda item. We need to put out there to the people, even though we know that they're not going to approve it, a special assessment adequate to pay all the maintenance that we need to do. And then we also have to tell them, if they don't approve it, here's what we can't do. Here's what we can, but here's what we can't do. Because that's by law, that's how we're supposed to be doing this.
Yeah.
If our assessments are not adequate, then we have to levy a special assessment. If it's not approved, we have to notify the members what can't be done with the assessments we collect.
I think if we tell them what's what, then
right.
If you're not going to help or do whatever, then we can't do this. And because they're hollering at us for not doing it when we don't have the money that
right.
they're supposed to give us.
And we have to be sure we phrase this, that we understand that this probably is not going to be approved. It's up to the members to decide this. The board's not demanding more money. The board is simply saying, here's what we see as the needs for maintenance. This is what it's going to cost. If you don't want to do it, here's what we can do with what you're giving us. And that's
per our bylaws. We're supposed to be doing it.
Well, by state law, we have to do that.
Yeah.
It's a requirement. Yeah. It's never been done, but by law, that's what we have to do annually.
But I don't think people have been, I'm going to just use this loosely, you've been sat down and said, if or. Yeah. You know, if you don't do this, then...
We've started the process because when we did the budget stuff, we put that out to people.
And you also touched on it in the newsletter.
Right. Yeah. And I think that we would need a big explanation.
Us, but I mean, ever.
Right.
I think that'll be one of the main topics in the next newsletter, again, is we understand that people can't afford this special assessment that's going to be on the ballot. But we have to let you know that this is what it costs to operate and do all the maintenance. Right. And here's what will be done with what we've got. And then you just have to vote on it now.
I'm sure the people are looking at, what did we do this year? I mean, they're not going to run up on stable and
stuff. Well, the next one, they're going to start seeing that because we'll put it out there.
I'm putting pictures. Yeah. I've got lots of pictures. I'll let you pick which ones you want.
Beautiful pictures and very, very good ones.
And it'll tell you.
Okay, it's not on the agenda, but it kind of goes with our budget. We have, pardon my profanity, but we've either got shit or get off the pot as far as lean. I mean, going through all the books again, it's like, I mean,
people say
you keep raising our, I've heard it from a couple people, you keep raising our assessments, and we see all these unpaid.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not doing anything.
And they don't see
pay.
The work. They don't.
But they also don't see that the only thing we can do is take these people's property and then we have to pay.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
We take the property, then we pay. We haven't done anything as far as filling potholes. Carl did some.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really not getting potholes filled. We're not getting the road.
Because we don't have the volunteers. The road committee hasn't met yet this year.
Yeah. Do ground squirrel holes passes potholes?
Yeah.
I've noticed there's some ground squirrels up there.
Yeah.
We
didn't have them like that. I've got some in my yard like that.
I haven't tried it yet. You know what might work for ground squirrels? We're getting off topic, but just mix some real wet concrete and pour them.
It does work.
That'll seal the hole up.
Because Marcus, Bill, and I did that in the road up on Sand Canyon where this one kept poking his head up. And so we mixed up some loose cement and poured it down that hole. I haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
He's probably down there.
Fine with me.
He may have zoomed out.
The statue underground. Yeah. When they dig up this ground in whatever time, they're going to find this statue and they're going to...
Of course, I can't guarantee you he didn't get out because I couldn't identify him from the other, if he was in the lineup.
So do we want to approve a special assessment?
We're going to have to.
We'll have to put it on the agenda and the ballot?
Yes.
Okay, are you talking about sending out a little blurb prior to explain?
We'll put it in the next newsletter. We'll try and do a newsletter between now and the ballot. We need to. Well, we've got several things to send out between now and the ballot.
She's going to have a book to send out then.
Yeah, we've got several things to send out between now and then.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll need to explain it. I have to dust off the spreadsheets and stuff that I used so that we can actually, come up with a number to put on it, what the special assessment needs to be.
Look, I can't see the pictures.
Okay, so did somebody make a motion for that?
We need a motion. I'll make the motion.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll second.
Good. Okay, it's good.
Any opposed?
Sections.
Okay, that will be on our on the annual agenda, and it'll also be on the ballot. So we've already placed one thing on the ballot, because that's our next topic of discussion is what to put on the ballot. The election of directors, obviously.
That's going to be a tricky one.
The amended bylaws, we approved to put them out on a ballot already. We never had time to do it, so they need to be on this ballot.
Right.
Along with the special assessment. Can anybody think of anything else that needs to be on the ballot? Anything else we need to vote on?
Yeah. Are you and John the only one left?
No, not me. It's Carl and Randy.
Oh, yep. God. Well,
so part of me says I hope nobody steps up because I'll volunteer to stay on just to keep him.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
But we can't be nominated. That's
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't be nominated. Because we didn't, that's why we needed to get the bylaws done ahead of time, and we just didn't get it. But anyway, we'll figure it out. It's still 50-50.
Well, I just picture him getting some of his supporters to run and then destroying the whole.
Well, his
I don't think they live up here.
They don't. His supporters
stay. Right.
Yeah, that's.
I think they all live up here.
You know, that's.
Well, he gave me a list at one time. It wasn't 20 of them.
He's given me lots of lists of things.
Yeah.
I bet he has.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't think that there's anything else that we should put on the, that we have for the election.
We need to really get.
But that's the things that I know of. The election of directors, amended bylaws, and special assessments.
Are we going to start with the billing, getting it started before we get a new secretary, treasurer, Joan?
Well, let's see how quickly we can get somebody. Because it'd be nice to have them involved from square one.
It
that way next
nice
year they'd be able to do it.
I'm just thinking we should start by July.
Well, I don't know the first thing about QuickBooks, so.
Yeah, we're going to have to start by July.
I've been
some of it I can get ready because
6 weeks.
Well, we need to.
I have to format.
They have to be mailed.
Bill.
August 1st.
Right.
Yeah.
I have to format a bill and everything in QuickBooks, so I'll work on that when I have a few minutes here and there.
I'm no good at stamping, folding, mail.
Most of the stuff's already in there. It really won't be that hard.
I'm not gonna dispute that, but I remember you saying QuickBooks is gonna be easy.
Would you say?
And even you don't think it's easy.
It's challenging.
Yeah, the statements have to go out August 1st.
Yeah.
Okay. At least we could go over them and make sure that they're all the additions.
Well, that's why I printed.
Yeah.
Oh, don't my addition probably is all. But.
Well, it has to be double checked because.
So I'm going to make a motion that we put the election of directors, the bylaws, and the special assessment all on the ballot and on the agenda.
Okay. Second.
Any opposed? Okay. Discussion possible action to delegate responsibility to authorities necessary planning and logistics to hold annual election of directors and other ballot items. Who wants to plan the meeting? We already discussed having a barbecue. We already discussed to have the barbecue before and the meeting after. What kind of a budget do we want to spend?
We set a budget last year of $250 and we didn't spend that.
We didn't spend $250.
And we're going to motion to budget $250?
Yes. Yeah. Second. I think it should be simple, like hot dogs and hamburgers again.
Yeah.
And people can bring something to go with
it. Salads or desserts.
Can we make
just a potluck? We did, we provided the meat.
Yeah.
And the buns, and then
I think we should
people brought
the
side salads and desserts.
Yeah. I like trying somebody else's dishes.
Yeah.
So we want to do this through the board, or do we want to delegate this to one or two people to take care of it, to get it set up?
Well,
it was the four of us because Audrey was on the board.
Yeah. I think, and anybody wants to participate, like if Jean wants to help with her, her input, because.
Yeah.
For organization and
well, the simple thing,
that much work.
Simple thing is to appoint one of you as the one that's going to handle it, and then you've got volunteers to help you
to
do
help,
it.
Yeah.
But that way one person can take care of it and report back to the board what was done. And we don't have to have board meetings and discuss every little detail.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a budget.
Get a budget and
so who wants to volunteer to spend $250 to have a barbecue or whatever we're having?
I'll volunteer to get it started, and as long as it's not my $250, I'll.
So I'll make a motion that
somebody else's money.
I'll make a motion that Rita is authorized to go ahead and set up and plan and purchase for the barbecue with a budget of $250.
I think it'd be fun to have it. We almost could have an ice cream social instead of doing the barbecue.
It would be kind of hot. I'm not to mean time. I know I shouldn't be saying anything.
Yeah, I'd rather have a barbecue.
Would you?
We could always do an ice cream social later in the season.
Yeah. When it's hot still.
I have a pending surgery coming up, but I will help any way I can.
Your pending is going to be operated on?
Yes.
I don't have mine anymore.
Would anybody like to second it that Rita's going to do it?
No, I'll second it.
Okay. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. So Rita's going to set up the barbecue. Okay. Discussion possible action to set date of record, appoint inspector of election, and other actions necessary in preparation for election. So now, since we don't have the management company, we need to do the same thing and appoint who's going to take care of the election. Basically, it's already in the secretary's job description in the bylaws. And technically, the secretary is already has the authority to do it. So really, that's all we're doing is making sure that the board is aware that's who's going to handle it. That's where we can decide on what we need to do about an inspector, because we had appointed Management Trust, who's no longer going to do it. Anybody that's a disinterested party can be the inspector, and state law is kind of vague. They give a list of who is a disinterested party, and then they pretty much say anybody else with the exception of the board or any candidates. However, on that list is a notary. A notary is, by law, a disinterested party, and could be an inspector. If Yvette is willing to, I would say that she would be the most likely candidate to be our inspector.
I agree.
And if we pay her to attend the meeting and do the job of inspector, I think that from a legal standpoint, it puts us in excellent shape, because we have somebody that the state recognizes for doing the job. So
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea.
I think she would probably be willing, because she's another one that needs the money.
Right. Yeah. And we'd be more than willing to pay her, because we were paying Management Trust.
Right.
So I would make a motion that we approach her and see if she is willing to do it as a notary to be our inspector of election. And I would say that we budget, she's going to have to collect ballots, all that kind of stuff. I would say we budget $150 for that.
$150. That sounds fair, yeah.
Is that a second?
$150.
I'll second that. Yeah, I think that's fair. That's good.
Who was the second?
Me.
Rita. And me. And Joan.
Okay, so I take that as all in favor.
Yeah.
Okay, what we also need to set a date for a hearing, because we have to do that before we...
Oh, you're right. I didn't have that on here.
Yeah.
Is our next meeting too late? Well, actually,
they have 15 days notice, so
right.
That probably, if I get the letters out ASAP, because we don't have to, the people that were had the hearing last year, we don't have to do it again, because it states until your account is paid up, but there is a couple of new ones that we'll have to.
Well, notice of meeting has to be 10 to 90 days prior to the election. So it doesn't have to be until we don't have to do the notice yet, so we're okay there.
Really soon, though.
And we need to have it out as soon as we can.
Well, and it's got to be an executive session.
The nomination form has to go out by July 23rd at the latest. And it has to be returned no later than 8/7. So we have to get the nominations in by 8/7.
Yeah, we're going to have to get busy on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all this stuff has to be done like right away.
Right.
I mean, we've got to tell us July 23rd, so we'll have another board meeting.
What's the date of the board meeting? Because we can set that as, we can have the executive session following it, which is what we did last year.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
And I think that's why I was looking through here to make sure that that's within our time frame, and I think it is, because everything that we have is... Well, the 90 days is the furthest out anything has to be done. That's as soon as we can send out the notice of meeting, and that's 6/23.
But so that's the end of this hearing, month. I think they have to have 15 days rather than 10.
I think it is 15. I think it is 15.
That we have to give them for. Well, how about we set? Oh, I'm off again.
Yeah.
We probably should just go ahead and set a special meeting that's an executive session to do that.
Okay.
And that way we've got it, we can get that done and it'll be in place by the next board meeting.
Yeah, because that's the...
So we're...
Okay. That's because I've got the form letters, I just will have to fill out the date and time.
We can do it next Saturday if everybody wants to. We can set a special meeting.
What date is that?
Let's see, today is what the...
Today's the 8th?
Yeah, so it'd be the 15th.
15th.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, I don't have my calendar. There's, for some reason, the 15th doesn't...
Let's tentatively make it the 15th, and if you can't, we'll have to... Because we need you there.
Well, go ahead and set it, and I'll check.
Okay. We'll schedule a special meeting for 10:15. Or 10:15.
That'd be a little late.
6:15.
What time?
What time you guys want?
9 o'clock, I guess.
That's good.
That gives us just enough time. I'll put together the agenda this weekend because we have to post it.
Right.
Monday, Tuesday. So this.
Okay, if it's an executive session, it's not.
Still has to be posted, I believe.
But people have to know they can't.
That, yeah, we'll just post. Well,
they can't attend because
typically,
that's right.
Sterling Davis is kind of vague, but typically what you do with an executive session, you open a regular meeting, then you adjourn to executive session where you go to another room where everybody leaves.
Yeah.
Then after your executive session, you come back to an open meeting and you announce whatever went on. Davis Sterling does give you leeway to not do that and just have the executive session and then announce it at the next regular meeting.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But to me, it's easier just to go ahead and do it the way the government does it, and that's you hold an open meeting, you go to executive session. So people can come, see that you're going to an executive session. You can tell them what the executive session is about because you have to do that with your posting anyway. You have to post what's going to be discussed.
Not the answer.
And then,
well, the only.
And then you have to announce it at the next regular meeting. But rather than that, if you're already having a meeting.
What about privacy issues? Because I mean, if I don't expect anybody to show up, but if somebody shows up,
you don't give.
We go to the back room. Yeah. And we discuss it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, people show up for the hearing. Other people that show up are going to. They're one of those bad people.
You know. You can't do anything about that.
You know, we can't really designate a time for them. People are going to come when they can come. They have between this hour and this hour. We're going to be here for you.
Hearings wouldn't be at this next meeting anyway.
No.
The hearings will be scheduled after that, right? Because this next meeting is just to determine
who's going to be.
Is that how we do this? Or I haven't read through it because I wasn't thinking about that part. Or is this what we would actually be as the hearing?
It would be the hearing.
Okay, the hearing for all the past dues.
Because they have to have enough, they have to be noticed, and then they have a certain amount of time.
We couldn't do that next week then, because they have to have notice.
We have to get the notices out, so we'll have to.
Oh, that's right.
You have a standard form, right?
Right.
That's why I thought we met first and determined that these people were past due. But that's just for liens.
We know.
So what we need to do then is just to do the notices. And we can do the hearings in the afternoon after our next regular meeting. We can schedule the hearings for afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
We could have the hearings like at 11 o'clock. That way our meeting's done. But no, I think you're right. I'll go back and double check, but I think that's all we have to do.
They have to have a 15-day notice of the hearing.
Because it's a fact that they're past due. We haven't paid.
That's
they haven't paid.
Established, yeah.
Yeah. So all we have to do is send them all notices. We have to give them their 15 days to to protest it.
Right.
And then they have to attend they attend the hearing.
Right.
Can we combine that with sending your invoices out again?
No, because we can't wait.
This is determining if they can vote.
Yeah.
So
we need to send that out right away. Our notice of meeting is okay. We can send it right after our next board meeting, which will be right after the hearings as well. And that will become our record date for people that are entitled to vote, because the two kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. Ooh, 2,000.
So, okay. So we'll just need to get the notices out.
It did something else. I thought it was going to go off again.
Now
okay, so we're going to have the hearing
after the next board meeting.
Date of the next.
Unless, if we want to speed it up, we could have it the weekend before. Which would be what's at the, well, that would be
July,
right around the 1st.
Are you looking at July?
Yeah.
I have a calendar here. July, the first, the second Saturday is the 13th.
So the first Saturday is the 6th.
Yeah.
So
that's
we could.
The 4th of July, probably the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, but 4th of July, they don't usually run. It'll be just over the weekend,
yeah,
and they go back to work. Following.
No, I meant, you know.
For people, yeah.
Yeah, but I meant, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I have my calendar. I didn't want to interfere.
Now I'm lost.
Well, actually, we could have a, if we sent the notices out, you say it's 15 days?
Mm-hmm.
So even if we sent the notices Monday, the soonest we could have a hearing would be the 29th.
Of June?
Mm-hmm. That'd be the soonest, and that would mean the notices would have to go out Monday.
No, 29th I can't do.
I will be here.
Yeah, and again, that's pushing it. I mean, we would have to have the notices in the mail Monday. So if we do the 6th, that gives us a week to get the notices in the mail. Gives us their 15 days.
So the 6th for the hearing?
Yep. Okay. And then the following month, or the following weekend, then we have the
regular meeting.
Mm-hmm. Are we in July now?
Yep.
I don't know, I'm lost.
Yep. So we get the notices out next week, and we could have the hearing the 6th, and then we can announce everything at the board meeting on the 13th. So yeah, so the special meeting will be on 7/6 at 9 a.m.
Okay, so that's the executive meeting?
That'll be executive session. And we'll just do an executive session.
So
Sterling Davis allows it, so we'll just do simply, I mean, people can still show up, they just can't attend.
Right.
But they can still show up to see we do it.
Man, I got dates down here. I am completely lost now.
Me too. I'm
thank God for recordings because my chicken scratched.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't read it.
I'm trying to get the dates straight.
Yeah, me too. On the.
So we're going to have a special meeting on 7/6. Our next regular meeting is the 13th. And the special meeting is just an executive session so that we can have hearings for the people who are in arrears. To determine who can vote.
The 13th is regular meeting?
Regular meeting.
That's the next regular meeting. So for the election, though, that's one of the things that we do have to do is to establish the date of record. I thought we put it in our rules before, but I haven't gone back through the rules. But we can do it at the next meeting anyway. But basically, the date of record, I think what we said last year, and it's what we should do again, is it's the date that we send out the notice of meeting. The day we send out the notice of meeting is the date of record. Anybody that can vote on that day can vote in the election. So whatever changes after that doesn't matter. So whoever we send the notice of meeting to is the ones that can vote. Okay. We also do need to do a candidate nomination form.
Right.
I'll try and put these forms together based on what was done in the past because we don't have to send it until 7/23. But the sooner we send it, the better because they've got to return it by 8/7.
Right.
But I'll get all those for our next meeting. We'll be able to deal with that. We may, let's have this a special meeting instead of just an executive session. That way if something comes up between now and then, we can put it on the agenda to deal with prior to our regular meeting a week later. It just gives us an extra opportunity.
On 7/6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we do open it as a regular meeting and we have an item that we put on the agenda, you know, a week before, we can discuss it and take action on it. If it's just executive session, we can only do what's in the executive session. And with the election coming up, we may have stuff that needs done anyway.
Yeah.
So I would say let's plan on this being a regular special meeting, and we adjourn to executive session. That way, anything that comes up between now and then, if we need to act on it, we can add it to it.
Okay.
It may end up being just an executive session.
It probably will. On the
if
sixth.
We have other things that need action.
That opens it up if we need something else.
Yeah. Yep, so that's what we'll plan on. And I'll try and get all these forms and everything put together as best I can while we try and get a secretary on board to help with it and start getting all this lined out. At least I got the dates down. I think I put this in everybody's packet. It's got some yellow highlight and some red type on it as well. It was probably the last thing in your packet. Okay, yeah, that's that basically has the different things that have to be done for an election and the dates that
number
go with
14.
It.
Number
14. Oh, good. I'm glad you did that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something somebody else had done that addresses all the rules as far as it's got to be 60 days or 30 days or whatever, and then I just added in what those dates actually are for us.
Okay.
So, well, with that, I think we beat things to death. We can, I think we've got enough to keep us busy until the next one.
Oh boy, do we.
Okay, do we want to...
Do we have anything else that we want to add to future agendas at this point?
Oh, I had something, I think. The only thing I had was the shed. We've done that.
Yep, I've got that down for future.
Should we set aside a budget to file liens?
Yep. We don't really have to set a budget. We just need to decide which liens to file. I mean, we went through this process several times.
Well, we basically did.
Yeah.
And I can go ahead and prepare them and then just...
Let's do it.
Decide which ones we definitely want to prioritize.
Yeah.
Because maybe there'll be a couple that will say, like, Mr. Mung.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, honestly, we need to actually just file
I don't know what happened
liens.
To all that.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to just file them. I mean, it's a ridiculous cost, but it's just it's a cost of doing business.
But that way we can tell people that, yes, we are attempting to to get all these delinquents so we don't have to keep slamming you. And
then we still need to decide whether we want to take the time to try and go to small claims court on them or if we want to just go through the lien process.
Like that word.
I think we should go through the lien process. It's expensive and it's time consuming, but the problem is we're going to get stuck with a bunch of property taxes too.
Yeah.
But then we have to turn around and file in small claims court to recover. Because even if we take their property, they still owe.
Right, exactly.
Until we sell it and get enough out of it, they still owe.
Do you happen to know if those ones that went up for tax auction sold?
I don't think... I never followed up to see the day of the auction. I checked and nobody had bid on them, and I don't think that changed because they had too much in back taxes owed.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the county ever put them back up. See, the county can put them back up for auction for less than the taxes if they don't sell at the first auction, and I don't think they did that.
I completely forgot. I know the auction was in March. And
yeah, I need to look back and see if I can find the auction results. I don't know if they post those or not.
I talked to my nephew, and he would really rather stay out of it, but he says, we don't want it. If there's any way you can take it, take it. And I said, well, it would be easier if you can write a note. He says, I just don't want anything to come back on loan. So... I don't know what we
Well, is
can
he
do.
Her legal guardian?
Huh?
Is he her legal guardian?
Yeah. His wife is. Because she does all the medical and everything. Uh-huh. She's home with Peggy all the time.
It's almost over. But the property is still in her name?
As far as I know, it's still in her name.
He never went by. Yeah.
And as far as you know, what they owed was just all the taxes.
Oh, no.
Oh. There's a lien,
no.
too.
Right. Well, I'm going to say within a year, he took a $40,000 loan out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
there's a lien, too. Okay. Let me see what kind of we can...
Anything legally we can do to...
Yeah.
We can... It gives us a well. It was a nice working well, and they put a new...
Well, I do know how...
It's a nice location, too.
Yeah.
And a garage.
Spaces like that.
There's a few, there's some,
yeah.
There's some maneuvers that we could possibly do as to whether the grand jury would get involved.
Well, he would rather.
But there are some maneuvers we could do. Yeah. I'll leave it at that.
There you go. It doesn't go back on.
It will. Now.
Yeah.
I just pushed it because you were.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go ahead and start filing all those liens. All we need to.
I'll start working on them.
Yeah. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I give a motion to adjourn, please.
And I'm assuming nobody's opposed.
10:30 what?
10:31.
What?
We can't go home for 20 minutes. They just took the car.
I'm not nervous.
Okay.